And now, live from the Highwayman's Lodge, it's
Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Good evening.
Hey, well done. You found them. You found Punky Radio. How come, Tone?
I knew where it was.
How come, Tone?
Yes,
right,
Paul.
That once a fortnight,
yes,
we're a bit more battered.
I don't know.
How can that be?
Maybe it's some kind of cycle of the moon.
How can that happen? And how come every show once a fortnight we make a lot later than the other show?
I don't know.
How
Maybe
can
it's
that be?
Full moon.
How can that be?
Total eclipse. Full moon. Total eclipse.
I hate that advert.
I quite like it.
If I was one of the kids, I'd beat that teacher's fucking head in and nick a biscuit. Are they biscuits or cakes, Jaffa Cakes? What's the rule
cakes.
In that? Cakes.
Yeah.
I'd have a fucking biscuit as well.
Nice.
I'd have a fucking biscuit. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We're award winning.
We are.
This is Punky Radio. This is The Needles. Am I right?
It is.
Because for some reason, I don't have any headphones. Why haven't I got any headphones, Tony?
I'm a div.
Because you're a div, of course, yeah. R.I.P. The Needles, their last gig, we think, was last weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully, their component parts will be back in other bands.
Maybe they had second thoughts.
We'll be able to enjoy them often. Haven't got a word of the week this week, Tony, but then I can hardly speak, so... I tell you what, can you just talk for a minute while I light this?
Best not do.
Talk.
Yeah, but that's always a bit of a danger, isn't it? Thank you for tuning in, as always, to the show.
I've got matches.
You have.
Your face, my off.
Yeah, thanks for that. Oh,
that's better. Oh, this is a very long cigarette.
So it's later. We're quite relaxed, and yeah, you're lighting something up.
We're drinking champagne, aren't we? We're actually drinking champagne.
Yeah, this bottle just says
dry cider.
Yeah, £2.42, 3 litres.
Dry cider.
That
fancy name.
£2.42. That is about what? Did we discuss that last week?
20.
That's
20
point
two.
We have already discussed it, yeah. Last week, yeah. It's fucking lovely.
It's kept a week.
Which is something of a first in the Highwayman's Lodge.
That's right.
But any alcohol to last than a day.
As discussed, there's no concept of time.
There is no
in
concept
of time.
We were just discussing this, weren't we? There is no concept of time. However, there is concept, Tony, of the first band we're playing this week.
It's concept of space.
Do you like what I've done there?
Oh, okay, okay.
Played them last week. Played two of theirs last week.
Oh yeah,
we're playing two this week as well.
Wicked.
Guana Bats, absolutely loving them. Thank you so much for your entry to the competition. We do want to keep the competition going. We'll remind you of the competition for a Guana Bats t-shirt. I didn't say and stickers. And they're also going to give us, as discussed on the interview, when they get the new album out, they're going to send us it next year as well. So we're looking forward to that. Loving the Guana Bats, one of the most influential bands of my life personally, and bloody good fun. Bloody nice chap. Nice. Bloody good, bloody nice chap, that Pip. That Stu wears jumper. He wants to get out of them jumpers and wear a vest.
Okay.
So anyway, first song this week is one of my favourite ever songs, Tony.
Okay.
Now, you had two goes at getting the Guana Bats MySpace page right last week.
Yeah.
And you got them both wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to get another two goes this week. What is the Guana Bats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Guana Bats.
It is, and this is from their first album, Held Down at Last. One of my favourite songs ever. This is Loan Shark. We'll be right back. Barnabats, Lone Shark. Nice.
Nice.
That's well funky.
What?
That's well funky. I tell you what, this very long cigarette's going down very well.
Yeah?
What I didn't tell you in my Facebook Hold'em conversation last week was that I got kicked off one. I know I did. Did I say that? I got kicked off one for saying fag.
Yeah.
Did I say it on air?
Yeah,
did I?
Yeah,
I didn't know whether I said it on air. I know some of the Americans get a bit confused. When we say that we're going to smoke a fag, what we mean is that we're going to shoot a homosexual.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. This is Mustang Lightning.
It is?
It would be time for MySpace Latest Comments, but we're not doing MySpace Latest Comments this week, Tony. Ask me why.
Why is that?
Well, because I went to Scotland the other week.
Did you?
And I came back with some sound files. Two of the comics on were Scottish. Right. Luck be my lady tonight. One was called Dougie Dunlop. Now, he's not completely Scottish. Well, he is, but he's lived in England for quite a long time. The other one's called Stu Who. I'm saving Stu for later.
Okay.
But this is our... We haven't done the Purple Burglar Alarm Challenge for quite a long time.
It's been a while, yeah.
Basic premise is, sweaties can't say Purple Burglar Alarm.
No.
For the simple reason that they're Scottish. But Emily loved it. No, it's because there's all the R's and L's in it. And we do appreciate it when you do send us them from time to time. We absolutely love it.
Yeah.
When we get, particularly when a Scotsman sent it themselves, that's fantastic. Because they do all, fair play to them. They take it all really well as it goes.
Definitely.
And they go, because I say, I'm sure there's loads of things I can't say. Like, sorry. Stuff like that. But they're going, yeah, it's fine. So anyway, here comes the first one. This is Doug's. First Purple Burglar Alarm attempt. See what you think to this.
Hello, I'm Dougie Dunlop. I'm an authentic Scotsman, and this is my attempt. Purple Burglar Alarm.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all. I gave him another go, though, and he actually messed it up a bit more. Right? This is great. You'd think on his second go he'd get a bit better, but no. I'm afraid... His ego got the better of him. Here he goes. Where's that gone? Here he goes. Right. Here's the next one then. Oh, dearie me. Dearie me, oh, law. I just have to... Sorry, I'm hammered. Right. Here goes.
I'm Dougie Dunlop. I'm a stand-up comic, and you can get hold of me on the website www.mousecontrol.org.uk, and this is Punky Radio.
Now, quite clearly... I didn't check my own files there.
Okay.
Because that would have been the worst rendition of Purple Burglar Alarm you'd ever
heard. It wasn't even close, to be honest with you.
He didn't even say it. He said something about his website.
He's not even trying.
But anyway, that was the stinger we were supposed to play at the start of the show. But we're going to have another stinger at the start of the show because we've just played that one. Anyway, if you think I'm a bit out of it now, wait for letter when we play my interview with the Jewel. Letter. Wait for later.
Wait for the letter.
Wait for the letter. In the post. Have I said this is Mustang Lightning?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, right.
Oh dear. I tell you what, Tony, I think it might be best if you talk for a bit.
Okay, I'm going to...
Have you got Podcast Alley?
I do.
Brilliant. Can you get something back going properly?
Okay. Thank you all for your comments so far and votes this month, so far in December. We still need your votes though, please, people. So, easy way to vote. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen. Important. Please vote for this link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here we go.
You say that with increasing panache.
Thank you very much. So, The Punky Place. Hard and fast, great bands and shows. And that's just from someone called Info.
He's my favourite fella, Info.
Thank you, Info.
I'm sure it's a bloke.
Probably.
Do you know how I know?
No.
Not an E on the end of it.
Nice. In Fay would be the...
In Fay would be nice, yeah.
Okay.
Have you
been in Fay?
Have I been in Fay? No, but I've been swung round by the tits. That's a great joke, isn't it? That is a fantastic joke. You know the one I mean.
Yeah, but I can't remember the start of it.
The start of it is two prostitutes talking to each other. One says, have you ever been picked up by the fuzz?
That's it.
And he goes, no, but I've been swung around by the tits. And then there's that other appalling one, which is two rent boys in a lift.
Right.
One says, can you smell spunk? And the other one says, yeah, I've just farted. I'm sorry, carry on.
I've been listening to Punky for well over a year now, and it's just as good as the day I found it. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, see you at the poker table if I find you there late at night, from Jeremy Pierce.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. I didn't realise that was actually a comment then. I thought that was just you saying it. But listen, for strangers, I really like it. Because I had no idea you were reading something out. You sounded so natural.
Thank you very much. Nice one. Keep buttering cats. That's on FNUF.
Yeah, FNUF.
FNUF.
It is absolutely FNUF as well, because you should keep buttering cats. I didn't explain it properly.
I like cats.
You have to butter them on their back.
Ah,
you can't butter them all round. I know there's been a lot of buttered cat incidents that have been a little bit sad recently, where they buttered it all over, and the poor cat couldn't take it and died.
Oh.
So I do need to point out, if you are thinking of potentially killing your cat by doing the throw the cat out the window and butter its back to see if it floats, then please do make sure you butter the back only.
Right.
You butter anywhere else, the cat is fucking screwed.
Oh, poor cat.
Just butter its back. And you can't use margarine. It has to be butter.
As with proper butter. Lure pack a cat.
Yeah. Why did the husband and wife call their only daughter Margarine?
Why?
They had no one but her.
Cheers and beers. You guys lick my tit.
All the time.
It's wonderful
always
to hear your show.
Always
tits. Licking
tit. Always licking tit.
It's wonderful to hear your show and to hear new bands to find out and hear more of. It's great beans. Cheers and beers, guys. Emerson Apathy from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of my favourite states in America.
It is.
Hey,
it's party town.
Do you know what?
What?
Do you remember that band who did that song, Bend It? Bend it, bend it, just a little bit and take it.
Yeah.
And it gets fucked. What were they called?
No idea.
Dave D. Dozy Beaky Licking Titch. I don't think I need any more of this special cigarette. I think we should play the next song.
I think so.
Remind me to tell you about Evel Knievel after this.
Okay.
All right. So, this next one, we played them a fortnight ago. District. Great,
yes.
Fantastic band who are now called Second District. An
right.
equally good band, I
okay.
must stress.
Right.
This is from their album, Don't Mess With The Hard Punks. I'm afraid I don't know the track number of it, because we've had this copied... like bad people,
mm-hmm.
off La Codger. I've called him La Codger because he's my bitch wife.
Nice.
Right. So I'm not sure what track this is off the album, but it is on the album, and we've played it right through, and it's your favourite, and it's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is District's MySpace page? It was only a fortnight ago, mind.
I know. MySpace.com/districtband.
No, MySpace.com/districtweb. It's Paulie the Internet 1, Tony 1.
Hi.
And this is Human Interaction.
I could take you to another dimension, let's go. But you won't even pay me attention, oh no. Emotion, not a single reaction. It's always strange, driving me to distraction. When all I want is some human interaction. There's you and me, but only one direction. Let's go. See the connection, oh no. There's no emotion, not a single reaction. You're so restrained, driving me to distraction. But all I want is some human interaction. Interaction. But all I
emotion, not a single reaction. Your soul is driving me to distraction. Well, all I want is some human interaction. I want some, I need some. I want some human interaction. I need some human interaction. I want some human interaction. I need some human interaction. I want some human interaction. I need some human interaction.
That is District and Human Interaction from the album Don't Mess With The Hard Punks. Great song, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey Scott, do you know what? The vocal doesn't remind me of it, but the structure of that song, it's a bit like a Gold Blade song.
Right.
It mixes up nicely. Like it. And great vocals as well. Great band. I recommend you try and go and see Second District.
They're German, aren't they?
Yep.
There you go.
From Dusseldorf. You know someone from Dusseldorf, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, Auf Wiedersehen, Pet. Oh. Right, now, do you ever say that to it when you leave? Do you go, Auf Wiedersehen, Pet? Do you say that? No. You say it like a pirate.
Yar.
Right, what am I doing now?
I don't know.
Oh,
have you stopped the beds?
Facebook. Yeah, the beds are on. Oh, they've paused. Oh, dear.
There we go.
That's better. I would know, Tony, but there's only one pair of one pair of headphones in here.
Yeah, and I've got them.
Why is that, Tony?
I'm a div.
Yeah, that's right. Fat div.
I'm not fat.
You're a big fat div.
I'm not fat.
Do you know, a lot of people get upset when you say they're a big fat something, and it doesn't mean they're fat. It's just an expression, isn't it?
Ah,
oh, you big fat puff.
Right.
You know, it's not. It doesn't mean you're fat. It's just It's just whatever comes after it is fat. So you should really say, you big div of fatness.
Right.
But I don't like to sort of talk too much.
Okay, you don't like to talk too much? Or just to me?
No, I don't like to talk too much. I find that it's best to be silent and appear stupid.
Right.
Than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Which I do regularly. Hey, I tell you what though, mate.
Across my philosophy of life.
What's your philosophy of life?
Basically that. Don't talk too much or they'll realise how stupid you are.
What about this for a philosophy of life?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I've changed my mind.
Oh, right.
I've decided not to say it. You don't deserve it. But we love Facebook, don't we?
Yeah.
We love Facebook. And we're loving poker on Facebook. I've probably got another poker story about that in a bit. But what I particularly like about it is when people add me. Now, I haven't been doing it as much recently, but when people add me, there's a little bit that says, how did you meet? And I always put met randomly and met something up. So if you're on Facebook, do add me just to see what happens. It might happen straight away, but at some point I will update the details of how we met and it will be suitably bizarre. This would be a very good night for me to do it, actually. So we do five, and basically the five this week, I don't know whether you've noticed, but we went through the alphabet and then we're going through the alphabet again.
Right.
And then we'll go through the alphabet again, because that way each time people get added they get done in the same order. I've thought that through and everything.
You have?
I have done. I've done well there. Now, Vinnie Kevins is the brother of Victoria Kevins, who runs the Victoria Pub. And he works behind the bar sometimes, he's got guns.
Nice.
He works behind the bar sometimes, but more often than not, he's the good side of the bar. Right. But Tony,
yes.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Vinnie painted his own version of the Mona Lisa. He got his sister to pose for it, but ended up having to call it the Shrieking Nicola. My role in all of this? I held his easel. Now, Victoria Kevins is the landlady of the Victoria Pub and is the sister of Vinnie Kevins, who I've just explained how I know him.
Yeah.
But would you like to know how I met her?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Victoria and I were the originators of sumo wrestling. Sorry, that was her sister Sue and my brother Mo. My mistake, Victoria and I were the originators of Vicpa wrestling. It never took off, unlike my parasol, but that's another story. Now, Paul Limburn, I would say, is one of my very best friends.
Yes.
But would you like to know how we met?
I would. How did you meet?
We met randomly. Paul and I are both really ladies. But we dress up as men when we go out because we both have the freakish ability to do a wee like fellas. And we like to go into their bogs and surprise them. If I'd read that better, it would have been really funny. Kaz Lynch, Tony. Now, you remember Kaz Lynch.
I do remember Kaz
Lynch. She used to work at that radio station where you got sacked from.
She was lovely.
She left early, like a rat leaving a sinking ship. However, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 2003. Kaz and I bumped into each other pogoing at a steps gig. We were thrown out, and rightly so. She had maimed half a dozen 8-year-olds, and I'd got the phone numbers of 3 of their mothers scrawled in lipstick on my face. Sean Mannion, we have discussed. He does the Drive-In podcast, and he's in Alaska. Right.
Yeah.
And he'd been listening to Punky, and then he changed me to a game of Scrabble, and I absolutely took him to the cleaners.
I beat him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He must be terrible.
Oh, the Jeff Ugly shoes whipped my arse last time.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Because he's only played me once. I thrashed him. He hasn't been back. So that's how I know Sean, basically. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. In Sean's profile picture, you will see that he is dating the only woman in Alaska. I was with him when they met. I was afraid to invite her to dinner. So he said, all right, Alaska. And he hasn't been able to get rid of her since. Too much time by myself. Right then, Tone. Have you got a twat?
I do. Everybody.
I wasn't asking you to marry me.
Really? Oh, normally that's how people ask.
I do normally ask the girls a little bit more than that. Have you got a twat? You'll do. Meet you at 3 o'clock Saturday.
Wear something white. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com
Did you see the wild look in my eyes?
Yes. Frankly scares me. I don't know if you're looking for the match. Got it.
Your face, my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got a twat to nominate, email me, Tony@punkyradio.com I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. I did it with Call to Arms last week, because I ran out of twats. It dried up, people. It dried up. Quite a few of you emailed me, and thank you for that, but I still need more. And if you can do better than this week's, I'd much appreciate it. But hey, everyone that's emailed gets considered. Paul's lost something.
Yeah, my match.
It's on the side of your phone.
Oh.
Ah, next to your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a vibrate.
This week's from Sam from Monkey Fist.
Hey!
Monkey Fist Metal. MySpace.com/Monkey Fist Metal, I believe.
We've played them on the show.
We have, and they're great.
They're fantastic. They do, because they are a full-on proper metal band, but
they're kind of a fusion of punk in it as well, isn't it?
They're punk, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. They don't look punk, but they are.
Yeah.
They don't sound punk, but they are. And they've got just the line, the characters in the band are brilliant. They're all so different, aren't they?
You've got
the bearded Medusa.
Yeah.
Cuddly but daft.
Yeah.
You've got Sam, the lead singer, who has pulled the least attractive figure I've ever seen. When one of the first times I saw them was they were on the back of a lorry in a car park,
right,
in a village north of Mansfield. Yeah, that's right, they'd reached the top. And he's got this pink frock on that he nicked off his girlfriend, April. And trainers, just pink frock, normal socks and trainers. Right? And was just playing guitar like it just didn't matter. And no one was really going, that bloke in the dress. They were going, Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Carl, who's also the drummer with the Chaps,
yeah,
who is the most chilled out bloke in the world.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is one of the looniest.
I've never met his girlfriend.
Oh, she's fantastic fun. She's just completely bizarre. She came up to me and said that not only was I the best dancer in Mansfield, but I had the best outfits.
Nice.
That's how ridiculous this woman is.
That's how sad Mansfield is.
I was just really chuffed. She thought it was New Year's Eve and she was hammered.
And you were the best dancer in the room.
And then they've got a new bass player, haven't they?
They have. Yeah, his name's Dave. Pretty good, apparently. All working out very well, so
good
for that.
And what's quirky about Dave? seeing the rest of the band, or is Dave the Charlie Watts of the band? Is he the Bill Wyman? Oh, he's a bass player.
Well, they call him the Ninja. I don't know if that's true or not.
What is that then?
I don't know.
Don't you? All right, fair.
Plus, he's just a ninja.
All right.
But this is quite short.
Good, because we've run out of music.
Excellent. This is from Sam from Monkfist. He's nominating himself. He's from Sherwood Forest. The reason, he played a gig in a Sylvester the Cat outfit. But he also goes on to say that the rest of the band are also twats, because Pete was Scooby-Doo, Dave was Tweety Pie, and Carl, well, Carl was not playing ball and didn't bring.
And Carl was just in his jeans with no top on, like always, yeah?
Yeah, well.
We should make Carl the twat.
Carl was made to play in his pants and socks.
He wouldn't have minded. That's normally what he ends up in anyway.
That is true.
They should have said, right, you've got to do it in a jumper.
Eskimo outfit.
No, just a jumper. He'd go, no! I must be naked from the waist up. I must be. He's got lovely flaxen locks, and he as well.
Oh.
We're both jealous of his hair, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a good looking boy as well.
He is.
Do you think I fancy him? I seem to be going that far.
Apparently.
I do think he's brilliant. He's such a love. They're great. Anyway, they're a great band. So yeah. We've got to say.
So
I think we say Carl is.
Really?
Because he was the one that didn't dress up, yeah.
Okay.
Don't you think that makes more sense?
That would be true.
And they made him drum in his pants and socks, and you say he's not a twat. I'd have gone, fuck off, I'll wear what I like.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
So, Carl from Monkfist from the Sherwood Forest in Nottinghamshire
is a twat. I think that's suitable.
Thank you very much, Sam.
It's very good. Well done. Thanks very much for that, Sam. Now, Tony, you've had a load in now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got quite a few in
there. Keep them coming.
In.
We love is a twat.
If you think you can beat that one, please do email me.
It's my favourite part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think speaks volumes for you, Tony. Possibly in the same way that John Lennon said that his favourite Beatles song was Here, There and Everywhere, written by Paul McCartney.
Right.
Maybe we're on that Lennon-McCartney vibe now.
Right.
Maybe we are the songwriters of the new millennium.
The Lennon-McCartney of the podcasting world.
I don't think we're far short of that.
Okay.
Quite possibly the Renee and Renata of the podcasting world, but I prefer Lennon and McCartney.
Oh, I don't know which way is which.
What are you doing now?
I'm turning the CD player up.
Oh, right. Ready. You're going to tell me to play a song.
Can you play a song?
Yeah, of course. That's nice. You asked me.
Yeah.
I'm loving Reverend Beatman. You know me. I love a bit of trash.
Yeah.
Love a bit of garage. And loving Worry Los Args, and they're on the Voodoo Rhythm label, which is voodoorhythm.com. Check it out. Every single band on there are fantastic. It is my cup of tea, I grant you, but I absolutely love them. And the Reverend Beatman has got, if I can find it, what have I done with that? Where's he gone, Tony? Where's the Reverend Beatman?
Has he escaped again?
He has, yeah.
You shouldn't let him out.
He's trouble, that bloke. But he was. Oh, he's there. This is from the album Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash, Volume 1. That's easy for me to say. And it's great because, look, on the front cover, there's a girl in her pants. It might be Carl.
That was a dirty laugh.
Well, I clearly love him. Sorry, Codger. Right. And it's a really weird album. I said to you, there's one on it that sounds like some kind of Black Sea folk version of I Want to Be Your Man by the Beatles. It's odd. It's a really interesting album, really. You'll be playing Jesus Christ Twist. We're going to play another song off it this week, the first track. It's called Clown of the Town. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Reverend Beatman's MySpace post?
MySpace.com/Reverend Beatman.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 1, and this is the Clown of the Town.
Somebody I say. He'll be gone when the winter comes. Somebody I say that he'll be gone when the winter comes. And they
I keep breathing like the clown of the town. Then the winter comes, and his footsteps disappears in the snow. Then the winter comes, and his footstep disappears in the snow.
Hey man.
Hey man.
This week's show, right, is brought to you by McVitie's Baked Mini Cheddars. For no other reason than they're really fucking nice.
They are nice.
That is great.
I've got to admit.
I know that I'm in the perfect state for a packet of snacks.
Yes.
It's funny, someone said to me the other day, they said, Paul, whenever you talk about food, you put on a funny voice. And I said, well, I thought I'd got one anyway. Mm. She says, yeah, you go, for example, then. I did it then without realising till afterwards. And I said, yeah, what do you say? For a packet of snacks. For a packet of snacks. And I'm sure I said, she's like, so Tony, do you want some pasta? Would you like some pasta? Would you? Pasta? I don't know why I do it.
It was nice anyway. Pasta, though.
It's also brought to you by our friends at GoDaddy.com.
Oh, yes.
Have you had a chance to look at their website yet, Tony?
It's been a really hectic week since the last time we did the show.
Tony, it's starting to wear really thin. Anyway, let me tell you about them just on the off chance that you do bother to visit, because here's why you should.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting.
What was that?
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK. I actually think that is a mission statement. That is fair enough.
It's good if you're in the UK.
It should be the brand. Welcome to the UK. It's particularly good. As well, because there is now a Punky 2 code, that's
Punky 2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
I think I'm going to cry. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Needs.
I said that, and it wasn't even dinner.
No, needs.
You have to talk for it.
Okay, everybody, if you are on MySpace, and you're not our friend, please do add us at myspace.com.
No, if you're on MySpace and you're not our friend, fucking don't add us.
Why?
You're not our friend. If you don't like us, fuck off. Just fuck off.
If you're on MySpace and not happened, but do actually like us.
You mean if you're on MySpace and you haven't added us yet?
Okay.
Don't say you're on MySpace and you're not our friend. Because there's loads of people that are not my friends. And I don't want them on my... Do you see what I'm on about?
I do. It's a technicality. The technicality. Please add us. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Also, while you're on there, please do visit the MySpace group we've got, which is kind of like a forum. You can join in with the other punk listeners on there and talk amongst yourselves, starting new threads, but mostly talking about word association, apparently. But please do join it and help grow the community. It's called Punky Owns, and it's just on the right-hand side on our MySpace page.
I've played the songs in the wrong order.
Have you?
Yeah. But it's all right, because I've managed to say the right things to go with them. Because Reverend Beatman was supposed to be now.
Right.
But I played him then. So now I've got to play Rusty Springfield, who should have been then, but are going to be now. Yeah?
I'm confused.
Yeah, you will be. After this episode. There he goes. Oh, there we are. Yep, that's it. I've managed to get the right track on for once. We played this the other week. Great front cover.
Yes.
Great name, Rusty Springfield. Great album. And it is, of course, on Motor Sounds Records. So you can go to motorsoundsrecords.com or go to rustyspringfield.com. However, we want to know their MySpace page. What's that, Tony?
MySpace.com/Rusty Springfield?
It is. What does that make it? That makes it...
7-0?
No, I think it makes it 3-1, doesn't it? I think it's...
Could be, yeah.
Probably be 1. With the internet helping them up. And Tony, 0. And this is Serial Killer. I see you, baby, as you walk by night. I see the mirror back in your eyes. No one day I will make you mine. We'll be together till the end of time. Walk on the moon, walk on the moon. That's good, isn't it?
Yes.
That really is good. And aren't these sofas comfy?
They are comfortable, yeah.
They are. Good purchase for the Highwayman's Lodge, those, let me tell you.
I very nearly fell asleep on them this afternoon.
Well, I'm not surprised, Tony. I'd given you a hell of a beating.
Yeah. Sorry about that,
so,
master.
So, we're back now to, like, the show's not random enough already. I tell you what, that is the best time I've had reading out that commercial break.
Is it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We're back now to some more sound files.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you didn't remind me about Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel.
Fortunately, I've remembered.
Excellent.
And I thought of this that literally seconds after I heard that Evel Knievel had passed away. Right. Seconds after, I said to someone, you know, they tried to resuscitate him, and they went, really? I went, yeah. They tried to wind him up enough, but he just wouldn't take off. Right, and I had to say wind him up enough because I couldn't do it because it's a podcast, not a vid thing. Right, and then I said, mind you though, the funeral's going to be fantastic. And this poor girl's went, why? I said, well, what they're going to do, they're going to put the coffin in a pimped up hearse and launch it over half a dozen double deckers into the grave. It's what he would have wanted. It's what he would have wanted. Let's face it, everyone's going, oh, isn't it a shame he's dead? Fuck me, he's been trying hard enough for years. It's like, if there's one man who really should have been knocked down by a bus, it was Evel Knievel. Those buses must fucking hate him. But anyway, it's very sad that he's gone, and I got some cheap jokes out of it, so hooray!
Yay.
I completely forgot about... well, you'll know why I completely forgot. About me interviewing the Jewel. The whole reason I went to see them the other week was to do an interview with them, and I ended up staying at their flat. I ended up staying at Tara's, well, it's Tara's flat, but Andy was there as well from the Jewel. And I completely forgot, and I was looking for some sound files the other day, and I suddenly found these ones unmarked. There's nothing, just I thought, Was that something I forgot to delete? Thought better play it, see what it is. You know, grease myself up, got myself ready.
Yeah.
And turn it on, and it was an interview with the Jewel. Not the one we're playing first, because I played the longest file first. It was an interview I did with the Jewel. Sorry, we're doing the shorts. The one I'm going to play isn't now, we're doing another one first. I know what I'm talking about. Shut okay. up. What are you doing in my bedroom? Right? This interview was done about 6 o'clock in the morning. I've a vague recollection it was certainly light.
Right.
So it might have been after six. Right. We'd been up all night and we had just gone for it. Right. And I've completely forgotten about this. So anyway, I'm going to play you the interview that I did with them in the evening, straight after the gig, when I said, look, Tara, I really want to keep this short and sweet. I don't want us to drag on for ages, right?
Right.
And she went, no problem, no problem. Right. So anyway, this is what she said. Now, I'm going to have to do some real jiggery-poker here. Right, this is what she said. This is the interview. Now, I've marked this as Jewel best interview ever. It's Ooh. That good, right? So hang on, let me get that back. And then if I can sort this out, we're going to be really cooking with gas here. Right, sorted. Right, so this is the best interview ever.
Tara, great gig tonight. Did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it.
Now that is a good interview.
It's good. It's solid.
A brilliant interview. I think it's everything you need to know about them.
All the information's
encapsulated. That is like an interview haiku.
Nice.
That is, there wasn't a wasted word there. That is the best interview I've ever done. However, 6 o'clock the next morning, we yes. did another interview. Now, there is another interview that we can't play.
Right.
Isn't there?
Yes.
But this was the second. Now, I'm going to try and get this right now. This was the second one, right? Here it goes, I'm getting this right. So the second one was done about 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's a little bit different to the first one. Take particular attention, if you will, to how I'm talking.
Okay.
Drunk Paul.
Looks about as a
drunk Paul.
Yeah, you.
No, I love you.
Thank you for supporting us when you do. On
thank
MySpace,
you very
you send
much.
Us messages and say, we're playing your song, and we.
Anyway,
this is when we're feeling
yes,
quite shit.
But
thank
Andy,
you.
Paul being drunk.
But Andy.
Yeah, but that's how we know you.
Andy.
Hello, mate.
Would you like to tell me about the new album?
The new album's the stuff we're writing now. It's coming out hopefully December if we get our shit together. But that's not the point. We're interviewing you now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to
this is Tara and Andy for Punky Radio.
Yes,
well done, yeah.
Punky Radio, and Paul can hardly speak now.
We're interviewing Paul.
We're turning the tables.
Because we'd all like to know more about him.
Yeah.
But ask me a question.
Punky Radio.
No, yeah, Paulie B.
Andy, what did you say?
Who is Paulie B?
No, you said
who?
It was Punky Radio.
No, I'm saying who is the real fucking Paulie B?
This is piss.
No, don't turn.
I just like the end where he goes, this is piss.
This is piss. It's like a moment of clarity. Like, well, this is absolute rubbish. What am I doing? I've got some more sound files to play in a bit. But yeah, The Jewel, great band.
Yeah.
Great host as well. You go out with them after whatever. Great fun. But I don't necessarily recommend accepting everything they give you.
Right. Okay.
You're going to love editing this.
Yeah.
Big pardon.
Oh, blimey.
Sorry about that. That was quite a loud one, wasn't it?
That was disgusting. That was right into the microphone
no,
as well.
It wasn't disgusting. It was terrific. That has really released a bit of wind.
Has it?
Yeah.
You do look happy about it.
I am.
And a little bit lighter.
No, you'd be heavier, wouldn't you? It's gas, isn't it? It's the gas, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Girls, if you'd like to lose weight, don't burp anymore. You know, there might be a bit of bloating.
Okay.
Bloating and floating.
Bloating and floating.
You get so bloated, you start, you'll be floated. If you bloat, you'll find your float, is it? Glenethy. Now, what am I about?
I don't know. Next song?
Is it time for that? Well, if we do the next song, Tone, you're going to have to talk for a bit. You do realise that, don't you?
Okay.
Do you?
No. Yes.
Ah, no, you don't.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, sneaky. Ooh,
sneaky?
That's right. Oh, here we go. I've missed something out. This is what has been clagging up my computer all night, this one message. Have you heard of BritBus?
No.
Right. BritBus, or the BritBus, right, is this thing. It goes around the States once a year with unsigned British bands on it.
Oh, right.
It just stops everywhere and plays gigs. It's a brilliant thing. Right, and I'd read about it before and thought, that's really cool, that is, right?
Mm.
Turns out, the bird that is the brains behind BritBus,
yeah,
is mates with my mate Lizzie in Newport.
Okay.
Right? Just when it can't get any weirder, Julia's sister adds me on Facebook saying she knows me.
Right.
And I said, how do you know me? She said, you know so-and-so. And I'm mates with her. I went, yeah. But have I ever met you? She went, no. You don't know me then. I'd say if you're going to know someone, the least you can do is fucking show up from time to time, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, she says, hi, Paulie. See, Julie doesn't know me, she called me Paulie B. Mm-hmm. Hi, Paulie. My sister Sarah Jones sent me your email address. It would be great if you could chat about what we do. Info can be found on myspace.com/TheBritBus.
Right.
So check it out, because if you're in the States, there's a good chance it will be coming to a theatre near you. And if you're in the UK, particularly if you're in a band,
yeah,
she said to get in touch. She did. She gave me an email address that I now can't find.
It'll be on the MySpace.
It should be on the MySpace. Yeah, or you'll be able to MySpace them. But if you're a band and you'd like to be considered for BritBus,
yeah,
because I said to Julia, there's a few that I thought of.
Yeah.
For example, Wonk Unit.
Yeah.
And the Forget Me Nots.
A
few bands like that, yeah, that, yeah, I don't think have got a label, but I reckon we'd go
there. Certainly quite a few we've played, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that band Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
If BritBus need a driver. Hey, how's the Alcohol cast going, by the way?
All right. We started trying to do it fortnightly, but it's turning into monthly, month and a halfly, and that time between them is getting further and further
then?
Apart. We're in done two.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's all right. We occasionally get together and get drunk and record a podcast. So we leave it at that.
Because I don't need to. I remember. Right, but it's going fine.
It's going fine, yeah.
And how did you find it? What is it?
Alcoholcast.btpodshow.com.
Speaking of Wonk Unit.
Yeah.
Let's play some right now.
Excellent.
Go to that. Right, I'm going to say we're making an exception to the rule here. This isn't available on CD, but everything. But they've sent us everything when they've said we've got a new song. Okay, send us it on CD.
Yeah.
And they've CD-R'd it.
Yep.
Absolutely brilliant of them. Which just shows what a lazy old bastard I am, really. Because all you've got to do is go to wonkunit.com. W-O-N-K, unit.com. There's an album of songs.
Yeah. You can download
them. Free download.
Download them for free.
So basically, you can get a free album.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. And it won't be there forever because they will get signed at some point and all those songs will go. So get over to their website now, check it out, and also check out their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
No, Wonk Unit.
Is it? I thought it was Wonk Unit Band.
I think it's just Wonk Unit, isn't it?
Are you sure?
Oh, listen, I might not have checked.
All right.
So we'll go halves on that.
All right.
So it's Tony 2.5?
3.5?
Tony 3.5, Paulie B, half. No.
1.5.
2.5, 1.5. Yeah.
Song 5.
Song 5. 3.5, 1.5.
Okay.
Song 5. Keep up, Paul.
All right, then.
This is Mr. Recovery.
Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can read my mind. Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can read my mind. You'll see, by reading my mind, I ain't so happy no more. I ain't so happy no more.
Mind, if you can't read my mind, spread your mind, I love mine. I want mine. If you can't break my mind, speak your mind. I want mine. If you can't break my mind, speak your mind. I want mine. If you can't break my mind, speak your mind. I want mine. If you can't break my mind, listen to me. I'm Mr. Recovery.
That's a great song, that, isn't it?
Great song, great band.
Great band. Nice fellas.
Lovely fellas.
Nice fellas, but which one of them don't drink? It's the lead singer, isn't it?
Lead singer.
Yeah, don't bother with him. Fantastic band, who I think we are single-handedly responsible because they got some gigs in Los Angeles. Well, yeah. I am, of course, going next March.
Yeah.
Getting closer.
Nice.
Pete from Guanabats lives in LA, as you heard on the interview, and me and him are going to be going out for a beer.
Excellent.
I'll pay.
Probably.
Because...
It's exchange rate baby for a start.
It's the exchange. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it's like he'd probably have to gig halfway around the States over a 6 month period to buy that Brahma.
Brahma.
It's nice Brazilian lager, Brahma, yeah. I don't think so. I'll let him buy it. Fuck it. I'm flying to LA. He can buy me a fucking drink, can't he?
That's right.
Yeah. That goes for the rest of you as well. So, I don't know why I'm holding that.
No idea.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've said that either. It's time for our second Scottish Purple Burglar Alarm attempt.
Okay.
Now this one, Stu's from Cumbernauld. Cumbernauld.
Right.
Yes, but what are they going to do with the water? Cumbernauld. Right, and that makes no sense to you what I'm said then, does it?
No.
Because it doesn't. Cumbernauld. The only thing I used to know about Cumbernauld was that the fucking tax office was there. And anyway, they moved it. Hasn't even got that now. Shithole. I did a gig in Cumbernauld once, and it was absolutely mad. It was in the back of this pub on an estate, and it was I was actually quite scared. It was funny. It was fine though.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely fine. Yeah. So anyway, how did I pause that? When did I pause that? I haven't started it yet. I should have been playing it. Did I pause that by accident?
You were playing beds and you paused them.
Oh, I didn't mean to pause them.
Oh, okay.
I've been talking without them for ages. That's daft.
Not that long.
No, I was just thinking, can you put that back underneath? No, don't matter.
Really, no.
Don't matter. All right. No, Paul, don't be silly. So anyway, that's now back on, which I am quite pleased about. And now it's back on, I'm going to turn it off again. Because okay. Stu Who is from Cumbernauld, and he's a right sweaty. He's like 100% Scottish, you know.
Yeah.
If you cut his veins, tartan blood. Do you know how difficult it is to make that? So, anyway, right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pause the music now. And Stu Who, this Stu has just got the most brilliant Scottish accent. And this Purple Burglar Alarm is one of my favourites ever. Here it goes. How many goes
there? Hi there, this is Stu, an authentic Glaswegian, saying that one phrase that none of us can seem to fucking manage. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That,
you love that.
That's my favourite one ever, mate. That is just my favourite one ever. It was just because he's got... Because I think he thought, oh, I can say this. Oh, I'm Mr. Cool, I can say it. And he had a go and he couldn't. And then he had another go and couldn't do it. And then got really angry. Screamed. It's just brilliant. Great comic as well. They both are, actually. Dougie and Stu, great comics. Get a chance to go and see them do. They're particularly good on the home turf as well. But anyway, that means you have to go to Scotland.
Ah.
So, don't.
Nah.
Don't bother going to see them.
Nah.
Fuck them. Go and see me instead. I'm in the southeast. Fantastic comments. I'm in the Highwayman's Lodge, somewhere on the Great North Road. Just off it, in fact. If it was on it, it'd be easy to find. Works unit only. Highwayman's Lodge only. They haven't thought this through, have they? They could be the Highwayman's agency. They're a bit conspicuous, though.
Yeah.
What's that orange flashing light? It's a highwayman. Better stick it in third, Grandad.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, thanks, Steve. That is just fantastic. Now, something else that I have to mention here is, right, this week, have you got any gigs on this week?
No.
No.
Stop for Christmas.
And you're going to tell us all about the Gonads gig you did last week? Next week?
Yes.
Right, okay. So what was that last thing you said?
No, we're stopping for Christmas.
Oh, good. Right, gig-wise. Okay. This weekend, I'm in Northwich on Friday.
Okay.
And I'm at Alexander's in Chester on Saturday. Anyone in the Northwest who maybe thought I was so good in Liverpool the other week would like to come again is more than welcome. And this is the voice I do when I'm talking about food.
It is. It's exactly that voice. Especially if you're talking about guinea fowl.
It's like a sandwich.
Oh, that's a
guinea fowl. Here's one for TTN. Right. What a prick I am. Yeah.
Let's see if they understand that one.
Yeah. Oh, of course they will. They'll understand it better than fucking Stu Who's attempt at Purple Burger.
Did you see?
Fantastic.
Did you listen to their big debate about what you actually said to Scott?
No. I haven't heard the latest.
The last time we had a late show in the Hireman's Lodge,
right.
He says, Scott, you need to punch that Rick bloke. They couldn't understand what you said. So they had this massive debate about it, and they were talking
about it. Paul,
you need
to punch it, bloke.
And John would say, no. He thought you said, Scott, you need to punch their big bloke.
All right, okay.
And there's a big thing about it. I just pressed on the
phone. Oh, I haven't heard it.
I just pressed the phone again. No. You just punch that big bloke. Simple
as that. You just punch that big bloke.
Yeah.
It's
a big thing.
It must sound in Japanese to them because it's all very clipped, isn't it? You must punch that big bloke.
No, big bloke.
You must punch that big bloke. Have we done that, this one?
Yes.
We have, right. It hasn't been a long show, mate, but it has for me. So, listen, then. I'd just like to go through the Guanabats competition again.
Yeah.
It's to win a brilliant Guanabats t-shirt and some stickers and that. And if we've got anything else lying around, we'll bung it in. My apologies to the Slow Burning Car and Bitch Slap Barbie winners, who I still haven't posted their stuff. I'll do it all in one go.
Yeah.
Right, and I'll send it Christmas post. They'll get it for Easter.
Excellent.
If you'd like a chance to win, you have to email your answer to the following question to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Guanabats. Is that what I said?
Yeah, Guanabats competition.
Guanabats or whatever, right? And the question is, where does Pip, the lead singer, now reside? Where does he live? The clue's in last week's show. If you haven't already heard it, you can still get it, can't you, Tony?
You certainly can.
iTunes.
Through iTunes or BT Pod Show, however you want to get it.
Yeah. So you still be able to get the show when we did the competition proper. What we want to know is, where is Pip from the Guanabats now living? Right. Last track, Tone. And it's Guanabats.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I think it's only right just to remind you of how brilliant they are. Because like, if you do get round to getting yourself a best of, it features all of the first four albums and one or two other tracks. And we played a track of album three and a track of album four last week. This week we've already played a track of album one, Held Down at Last, and now we're playing one from their second album, Loan Sharks, which I actually think it's their most radio-friendly album.
Right.
And their most, as a way into that kind of music, the one that I played the track Loan Sharks to start the show. I think that stuff, it's the most polished, nicest, easiest way in. His first album, Raw As You Fucking Like.
Right, okay.
Right, and Held Down at Last. It sounds like it was recorded in about half an hour. And you know what? It's all the better for it. It's one of the best albums I've ever heard. And track two, which I have put in.
Yes.
But I haven't got right on that.
Yeah.
Track two is a track called Got No Money.
Okay.
It's not the fastest song on the album.
Right.
Check out how fast it is, though. What I want to know, Tony, is what's Guanabats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Guanabats.
It is. It's Tony Moore, Paulie B and the Internet Less. And this is basically how you nearly are on the poker, mate. Got no money.
Too right. Thank you.
It ain't so funny when you've got no money. You just seem to be in the way, Tony.
Oh.
Yeah. Great song off a great album, man. Held Down at Last. And it's you can get it now as the double thing.
Two albums in one package, innit?
That's what I mean, the double thing.
Double thing.
Hang on a minute. So there you go, Tony.
Yeah.
We've got through it.
Just about.
I have had such a good time making this show. And I think I suspect it was a bit of a slow start, actually.
Right,
but
I think
it got going.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
You probably look forward to listening to it.
At some point.
Yeah.
I certainly will. And the various ways you can listen to it are iTunes, of course, or Hussy Skunk. We'll have to do something about them next week.
Yeah, Wicked Radio.
And Wicked Radio, we'll do something about them next week as well. And at punkyradio.btpodshow.com, punkyradio.com. Don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Send
Please
your
do.
Twats to Tony at
punkyradio.com.
And send your Guanabats entries to Paulie B at
punkyradio.com.
Titling your email, Guanabats. Also, I haven't had I haven't had any judgmentals for ages.
Poetry Corners.
We haven't had any Poetry Corners. If you've got a poem that you'd like us to read out, send it to us. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't need a reason behind it, can be anything at all. If it's good enough,
yep,
read it out, because this show needs a bit of fucking culture.
It does. Yes, it does.
That's what this show's lacking, a bit of fucking culture. And if you have a word of the week, we didn't have one this week, please do. It can be anything at all. If you've made it up, great. If someone said it, great. We don't want existing swear words kind of mixed together or whatever. We want things that aren't swearing. Because
exactly,
we're trying to get this dictionary that the world can use. Well,
without swearing.
The decent us lot world can use.
Yeah.
And we can be really rude without the rest of the world knowing.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate aim of Swear Esperanto.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Don't forget to vote for your favourite band this week.
Oh yes, just remind
Alley
them what they do today.
Just go on Podcast Alley.
Want to finish me yogurt?
Whilst you're voting for us, of course, and just in the comments, just type in which band was your favourite this week. What was that? I talk like this.
Can't you understand my yogurt pop?
No, but there you go.
Summer fruits, nice. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.